With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Following South African Health Minister Joe Pahla's announcement on Thursday of another laboratory-confirmed case of mpox and a second death linked to the disease, we spoke to the Executive Director in the Ministry of Health and Social Services, Ben Nangombe, who says they are monitoring the situation in Namibia.
Namibia has learned very good lessons from COVID, and we have put in place very strong preparedness and response mechanisms to disease outbreaks. Our systems are poised to respond. They are primed to respond to outbreaks that may happen. Case management, should people get hospitalized, our systems are primed to respond. So we are not saying that we have everything that we need, but we have put in place systems based on the response mechanisms recommended by the WHO.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa and Deputy President Paul Mashatile were among the first 10 members of Parliament to be sworn in during the first sitting of the 7th administration at Cape Town International Convention Centre. Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, who chairs the session, expressed the significance of the moment as the nation celebrates 30 years of democracy.
Swearing in of the members of the National Assembly is important because in terms of Section 48 of the Constitution, members of the National Assembly must swear or affirm faithfulness to the Republic and obedience to the Constitution.
Meanwhile, Democratic Alliance leader John Steenhuisen has announced that the Government of National Unity Pact will keep Cyril Ramaphosa as president. He says a meeting in the form of a lekgotla will be held to develop a detailed policy agenda.
The Democratic Alliance will now step up to contribute our unique track record of good, clean and accountable governance to the national project. In terms of the agreement, the DA will assume various leadership roles in the National Cabinet, the National Assembly, the National Council of Provinces and on parliamentary portfolio committees, broadly in proportion to our share of seats within the Government of National Unity. This arrangement ensures that the voices of DA voters will now be heard in all of the rooms where decisions are made about the future of our country.
African Development Bank Group President Akinwumi Adesina says the world must create youth-based wealth in Africa that is equitable and able to create jobs.
The future of Africa's youth is not in London. It's not in America. It's not in Asia. It's not in Latin America. It's not in any parts of the world. It is in Africa, paying attention to inequality and paying attention to turn its demographic asset into an economic dividend. The young people of Africa are the best assets we have. But we have to put our money to back them up, to take on the world, and they can't do that. And that's why the African Development Bank, when I got in there, I said, look, we're going to create what we call new financial institutions around our young people. And we are doing that today because we have rolled out, or we are rolling out, what's called Youth Entrepreneurship Investment Banks.
And finally, one of the world's biggest football tournaments gets underway tonight in Germany. The UEFA Euro 2024 will see 24 teams from across the European continent compete for one of the most coveted trophies in world football. Trent Murray has more.
The tournament kicks off with host Germany playing Scotland in Munich on Friday night. Estimates suggest that over 600,000 foreign tourists will visit Germany to cheer on their teams. But even though the US isn't competing, Americans have purchased more tickets than any other country, in a sign of football's growing popularity in the US. Off the pitch, authorities say they remain concerned about security, citing terror threats, hooliganism and cyber attacks as their main focus areas. Hundreds of police officers from other European countries have been brought in to help their German colleagues. Economists say the tournament will bring Germany an extra billion euros in economic activity, equivalent to 0.1% of the country's yearly GDP.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.